Now it's time to meet our Big Brother, Big Sister of the Month. This segment is created in partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and is made possible with support from Supercuts, a family-friendly salon featuring cutting, styling, and coloring for men, women, and children on a walk-in or call-ahead basis at 30 area locations, 7 days a week, all day long. More information is available at 1-800-SUPERCUTS and supercuts.com. Well, sometimes you just know that you're going to like somebody, and Emily's been sitting here. Maybe it's the Steeler headband. Maybe it's the Steeler shirt. You probably have Steeler's pants on, too. I can't see them, but you're all in black and gold today. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, thank you. Where are you from?
Northside of Pittsburgh.
Oh, how nice. What neighborhood?
Bryan Heights.
Oh, excellent. Well, I live in Avalon, so we're kind of near each other. Have you been to the Children's Museum before?
Yeah.
What do you like here?
Pretty much everything.
It's a lot of fun. Have you been in our studios before today?
Not like the way I am now, but I've been down here before looking at artwork that my teachers have put down here.
Oh, during the All-City Art Show. Mm-hmm. What school do you go to?
I did go to Allegheny Traditional.
Okay, and you're at a different school now?
Yeah, I'm cyber schooled now.
Oh, Pennsylvania Cyber?
Mm-hmm.
We were just in Allegheny Traditional Academy yesterday. It's a great school. How do you like cyber school so far?
It's okay.
It's different, isn't it? I would imagine. What do you really like in school? Do you have subjects that you like a lot?
No.
No. I can understand that. Well, Emily is here with her big sister, who is Kathy Finch, who we say hello to. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
And tell me how you got involved with this program. What prompted you to become a big sister?
Sure. I got involved about 3 years ago. Emily and I are actually coming up on our 3-year match anniversary in a couple weeks. I know, the time has just flown. I've always been really impressed with Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and have known some bigs over the years. And in talking with them, they all just had such fabulous things to say about not only the organization, but the experiences they had with their little. And so when I got back to Pittsburgh after living elsewhere for a few years and was looking for a way to get more involved in the community, I thought of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and my experiences have far exceeded any expectations I had going into the program. It's just been a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Now, Emily, who else is in your family?
It's just me, my brother, my sister, my mom, dad.
Okay,
and I'm the only little.
And now having another sister has got to be really fun. Do you remember what it was like before you met or maybe on the day of your first meeting? Were you nervous at all?
I was. We've met when we first got matched, and I didn't know at first if we were going to be like the perfect match. Like everybody says they're the perfect match. Well, now I definitely know that we are the perfect match.
And what makes you such a perfect match?
We have so much in common. Like even our animals, or they look just alike. Everything's just the same.
Isn't that nice? Tell me about your animals. What do you have?
I have two cats. Well, three cats and a big dog.
I have two cats. What are your pets' names?
I have Stormy, Frisco, Taz, and Thor.
Thor must be the big dog.
Yeah.
And you've got pets like that, too?
I have two cats. Their names are Buckaroo and Leo, and they really are twins of two of Emily's cats. It's pretty amazing.
Isn't that something? And
yeah.
My cats are Mimsy and Gracie. They would be upset if I didn't mention them. And they have no matches anywhere. They're just their own things. What else do you have in common, Emily?
Well, we both are into the performing arts. We both like to draw, or both of us are pretty creative.
Well, that's nice. Now, you mentioned off the air, we were talking about the All-City Art Show, and you had a work of art displayed here. Can you describe either that work or what you're doing currently? What do you like to make? What do you like to draw?
Well, the artwork I had here was actually a self-portrait that we did. And my teacher thought it was just the most creative thing she's ever seen, so she brought it down here, and it ended up being one of the works of art.
I think I might have seen that, actually. Were there other self-portraits near yours?
Mm-hmm.
I think I remember seeing yours.
There were three different artworks from my class and like 50 from my whole school.
That's incredible. How did you do that? Was it the paints or pencils?
Well, first we had the sketch. It actually took about almost a month. They had to take a regular picture of the way that we wanted our portrait to look.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had to draw it out and we had to redo it if we messed up.
That has to be really hard, and that's something I have no ability to do that at all. That's why I do this. I'm not very good at drawing. Have you two ever worked on a work of art together, or something, a project where each of you had a role in it?
Well, actually, this Halloween we carved some pumpkins together, which was loads of fun. And Emily actually carved her pumpkin to look like my cat Leo.
Yeah. It looked pretty. It kind of looked like him.
Yeah, it did.
He actually sat on the table and watched me. Okay, let me get the ears right. Let me get the mouth right. And then the pumpkin ended up falling off my house.
Aww.
Off the little stand. So Leo kind of took a little fall.
Aw, that kind of better the pumpkin than the cat getting hurt. Do you like to do stuff outside at all? Any sports or?
I don't play any sports.
Yeah, I don't either. You must be a Steeler fan though,
yeah.
Given the way you're dressed.
Me and my dad, we used to play football when we had a big yard,
mm-hmm.
but now we don't because they live in an apartment building, so yards are kind of small.
Now you mentioned the performing arts, Kathy. Have you gone to some plays together or musicals or what kinds of things have you done to enjoy the performing arts?
We've gone to some movies together, and I don't think we've actually seen any plays together, but
we did see Princesses on Ice.
Oh, that's right.
Was kinda,
mm-hmm. And we saw High School Musical on Ice.
Yeah,
as well.
That was.
Yeah.
And I saw a couple. I saw, I think, one of your plays.
Yeah, Emily has come. I perform in some community theater shows in the area, and Emily and her grandmother have come as audience members to see me perform on stage. So I guess we have been to a play together, just not both in the audience at the same time.
Well, how nice. Do you know what she's, do you remember any plays she's been in recently, Emily?
I remember the one play pretty well. I guess maybe not too well, but
what was it called, Kathy? Some of your recent plays?
The play Emily, I think, is probably thinking of was called Almost Maine, and I played multiple characters in the show, as did all the actors. There were a series of vignettes, and so there were three or four different scenes that I was in playing different people, and Emily and her grandmother were right there in the front row. At some points, I was only about 2 feet away from them, so that was a little nerve-wracking for me, but they were great audience members and really supportive.
I'll bet. Did you follow the election much at all, Emily?
No.
No, I was curious whether you did.
My mom did.
Because it's hard not to get caught up in all of that. Have you thought if you could ask the president to do anything, what you'd want him to do? That might, if you're not following the election, that might not be such a good question. But you know, if you had a wish and he could change something or do something, you know what it might be?
Probably not. I guess maybe one of the things that would probably make the most difference is updated textbooks.
Interesting. That's a really, really good observation. Are you finding that some of the textbooks you have are just too old, or
They're actually way, way back. And like when I went to regular school, they were pretty much the same textbooks that I read there.
Mm-hmm.
And the work is just pretty much the same, so probably updated stuff.
Yeah, it really helps if you have more modern textbooks. Do you go to the library much to get books there?
Mm-hmm.
And I would imagine since you're at a cyber school, you're probably able to get stuff online,
yeah.
Like at slbradio.org, where your interview will be posted later today even. You'll probably be able to hear that if you choose to. Interesting. I never thought about that. Have you thought about what a wish might be if you had one, Kathy, to ask of the president?
There are several, and I did actually follow the election pretty closely. And for me, I think right now, revamping the healthcare system would be my top wish for President Obama.
I had a personal experience yesterday dealing with our benefits people. And it's amazing how much you need to know about getting through the system and cutting the red tape. And, you know, I had the time and ability to deal with that, but a lot of people don't. And that's a good thing to think about.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have any family members, any siblings? Or
I do. I actually have another little sister. She lives here in Pittsburgh with her husband and their new baby daughter. I'm also married, and we are expecting our first child this summer. So
congratulations.
We'll be expanding our family in about 5 months.
I saw you get a big smile on your face, Emily, when Kathy said that. Are you looking forward to the baby?
I am.
I'll bet. Now, do you have any little brothers or sisters yourself?
I do.
Okay.
Shamely, I have a brother.
Okay.
And I guess she's not too bad, but I have a sister.
Okay. But the brother is not so... What's the brother... what's your brother's name?
Zachary.
And what's it like to spend time with him?
I want to lock him in a closet. He has his moments.
Yeah, I can understand that. I have two older brothers, and when I was growing up, in fact, when I was like 9 or 10, they had their moments too, and I wished, actually, I would end up getting locked in the closet, but I was happy about that. How do you two keep in touch with each other when you don't see each other?
By phone, emails.
Do you get a chance to talk about each other's days sometimes? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. I want to be sure that we also say hello to Laurie, who's here from Big Brothers Big Sisters. And Laurie Rittersbach is here. How long have you been with Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh?
I've been here or with them just over 3 years now.
Oh, that's a long time.
Almost as long as I've been there just a little longer than I've known these two, but... as they said, they're coming up on their 3-year match anniversary, and I matched them back in 2006. So I had only been on the job a couple of months when I matched them. So I'm very proud to see them here today.
It must, do you get nervous when you're making a match? Or not nervous, but there must be such incredible, you know, expectation that you're hoping that you're doing the right thing, and it must give you a great feeling of satisfaction when everything works.
It's an immense feeling of satisfaction, especially for them to be nearing 3 years, and I expect they'll go on much longer than that. It is a little intimidating because, you know, their hopes and dreams are, yeah, you're responsible for putting them together, and you hope that, it'll work out. And usually I get a good feeling about things, and this was one of those.
Well, and there's a great process at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and really throughout the whole organization to make sure that good matches come about. Do you remember what this is your first little sister, right? Do you remember
Yes.
what it was like, Kathy, to go through? Because there may be some people listening now that are thinking they would like to be a big brother or big sister, and you might be able to help them allay any fears or just realize that probably, you know, anybody can do it as long as they've got the time and the right heart and frame of mind.
Sure, absolutely. It was a very painless process, but at the same time, it was very thorough, which for me was very reassuring because it meant that they were being very careful to try to make the best match that they could and to try to meet both my expectations and the little's expectations. There was a very thorough interview process for me, which was also very reassuring because that way we knew that I was really committed to this, and it gave me a chance to really think things through and say, yeah, this is what I want to do, and it was very clear about what the expectations were, and there aren't many, but basically I knew what I was getting into going into it, which again was very comforting and reassuring for me. So it was a painless process. Everyone has been at the organization has been incredibly helpful. Anytime I've had any questions or concerns, they've been there for me, and I just can't say enough good things about the organization.
And would you do it again, Emily, if it's been a good experience having a big sister?
It has. I'm the oldest of four.
Oh, my goodness. So you have nobody older than you to look up to as a brother or sister. So it sounds like Kathy really fills a gap in your life.
She does. As I was growing up, everybody, if you're a girl, you always wanted a big sister. Well, I wanted a big brother for some reason. And once my grandma had been thinking about putting me in the program for a long time since my brother was born. And once that I read the forms and I knew what it was all about, I just figured, well, who needs a big brother when you can have a big sister that has more in common?
And you two have so much in common based on what you've said. I should have asked you this at the very beginning. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Is your grandmother tuned in maybe, or any of your younger brothers or sisters?
Probably not, but if my teachers are listening, hi. I might actually get some extra points for saying hi to them.
Very pragmatic. Very, very good. Is there anything else either of you would like to say about your experience?
Not me.
It's so nice to meet you. I have a couple things I want to give you, if I can. I have a patch from being here in our studios, and also a pass to the museum, courtesy of the Children's Museum, which is actually good for four people. You can go later today if you want, or you can go, whenever you choose. And Kathy, anything else you'd like to add?
Just that it's been so much fun. It's been such a joy being matched with Emily, and it really has gone, for us, it's really gone beyond just the couple of times a month that Big Brothers Big Sisters ask that you spend together, to really feeling like we're each a part of each other's family, and it's just been such a rewarding experience.
Let me finally just turn to Laurie to ask if there's anything else you can add, and also for me to thank you and Cheryl Jones and everybody at Big Brothers Big Sisters for helping us arrange this segment as we do every month.
Yeah, we have a great staff at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We have a great group of little sisters and little brothers that are waiting to be matched up to have hopefully as great an experience as Kathy and Emily have. And you can, I don't know, Larry, if you'll be providing this information, but our website address, www.bbbspgh.org. And you can find out how to go about becoming a big brother or a big sister. And finally, I just want to say thanks to these guys. It's been great having them in my life for the past 3 years, and I certainly look forward to more time with them. They're an inspiration, for sure.
And congratulations to the three of you, a great match maker and two great matchies. And I hope you have a great day. Do you have a prediction for the game tomorrow, Emily? any scores or, any who do you think will win?
Let me think about that. Steelers.
I hope so. Thank you so much to each of you for being with us today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
Thank you.